This is the Echo Network.
Hi, this is Ned Baudette for Kelly's Westport Inn. Summertime is here, and that means one thing. Your neighbor's cat sneaks over and craps in your garden. No, of course, I'm just joking. Summer also means my neighbor borrowing your boat trailer and driving it into Smithville Lake, or mosquitoes, or your three-year-old drinking the air conditioner water. Haha, I guess what I'm saying here is that summer means different things to different people. And for 65 years, Kelly's Westport Inn has been a vacation for those summer problems ever since Randall Kelly poured his first frosty draft in 1947. 102 degrees and 99% humidity? Don't worry, Kelly's is air-conditioned. And the drinks are as cold as ice. And when the heat breaks, Randall's rooftop is ready for you to kick back, where you can head downstairs for some of the best live music in town. Summer is different things to different people, but to everyone in Kansas City, Kelly's Westport is your summertime bar. I'm Ned Baudette for Kelly's Westport Inn. We'll leave the taps on for you.
Hey folks, it's Chris from the Echo Network, and I wanted to tell you about a way to help our podcast by doing nothing different. You buy all your cool stuff from Amazon.com, right? Well, instead of going to Amazon, first go to EchoNetwork.com, and then click on the Amazon link right on the page. It takes you to the same Amazon.com website where you can buy the same cool stuff, except when you do buy it, it kicks back a couple of bucks to us here at the Echo Network. You pay the exact same prices, but it helps us with new equipment and storage space for all our podcasts. Make sense? Just go to echonetwork.com and click the Amazon link. Then buy whatever you want. A book about bees? Sure. A new toy for your kid? No problem. A Russian wife who will also double as a maid? Yeah, I'm not sure they have that one in stock. Anyway, head over to echonetwork.com and click the Amazon link on the right and shop until you can't shop anymore. And now back to the show.
A show that looks at Kansas City baseball's past, present, and future.
Gordon dives, and yes, he made that catch.
The Kansas City Baseball Vault, every Thursday at 6 on ESPN 1510 AM.
Terrible. I can hear you. Yeah. It's working quite well, actually, surprisingly. Yeah, I thought people were going to be creeped out, but they're not. They're quite responsive. They love it. I can't explain. It's also an awesome movie. I do this sober, unfortunately. I get drunk, don't get me wrong, but I will do this sober, I will do this drunk, it doesn't matter. Well, for Cinco de Mayo, I bought an outfit for, I found the Mexican wrestling mask for the Ravens online, so I bought it, and I wore it for Cinco de Mayo, and people loved it. So what I ended up doing was like, you know what, I need to find an orange and black one. So I got an orange and black one, but I had to order 50 of them to make it happen. So that's what I did. I had a party at a bar, and 50 of us marched up there and wore this. And I mean, granted, I didn't have the seats that I had on Sunday, but I definitely definitely showed up there with 50 people wearing Mexican wrestling masks. Well, it was earlier. But, yeah, but see, the thing about it was I didn't get the exposure that I got, obviously, nationally, because I didn't sit two rows behind the dugout. You know, that's really where all this exposure is really coming from, and people are loving it, you know? Did I lose you? There we go. Well, someone else came up with it for me, actually. One of the articles written about me was had mentioned Luchadorial's magic, and I was like, that has the... someone mentioned it on one of the articles. I was like, that's an awesome name. Like, Carne Cabeza, I came up with. But I decided to use Luchador Orioles because the Twitter name Carne Cabeza apparently was taken. Keep the door closed. Sorry. Say that one more time. Yeah, it happens. I'm at a bar, yes, and people keep opening the door to the live music. That's exactly what. No, I don't. I just read it somewhere, and I was like, that is perfect. So now, I'm going to need this article that you mentioned, because I don't remember where I saw it, actually. But yeah. That is fantastic. It flows. Been overwhelmingly positive, like unbelievably positive. It's almost like people were waiting for this to happen. You know, like we had, what, 14 years between seasons, and all of a sudden everybody's like, who is this crazy dressed man marching around Oriole Stadium, you know, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, with his shirt off? And they're like, this is awesome. I got to get my picture taken with him. Like, there's been hardly any negative comments. That's probably, it's the whole shame thing. Like, if you have to go all out or not at all, you know, like. Yeah, what happened was the second day I did it, I was walking around the stadium, and one of the ushers stopped me and was like, you can't wear a mask. And as I was getting ready to take off the mask, another usher came up to her and was like, no, we got this okayed by management. And I'm like, apparently they were watching me and they got it okayed. I didn't ask for any special permission, but yeah, I don't think you can wear masks, but I think they gave me special approval. I haven't heard anything, but I'd be surprised if they thought negatively of it, because I'm taking pictures with kids and I'm just out there to have a good time. I'm not, you know, mean to anybody. I'll take pictures with, you know, last week with Red Sox fans. And they haven't come to me directly, but I have to imagine after 14 years of having a stagnant ballpark, this is pretty good for them. Luchadorians. Correct. I think if we can make it into the playoffs, we are positioned to be able to make a run. Like, these are special players that have a lot of confidence, which we haven't seen before in Baltimore in a very long time. And I don't want to jinx them or anything, but I really think they can make it deep into the playoffs. I've been an Orioles fan my whole life. I grew up that way. My dad took me to the old Memorial Stadium before they tore that down. I remember Eddie Murray and Cal Ripken. I mean, I'm 31, and so you're probably talking since 5 years old, I remember going to the stadiums, you know? Like, it's a long time. I don't think I'll have a problem living two blocks from the stadium, knowing a lot of people, just, you know, bartending and being who I am. I don't think I'll have a problem finding tickets. When I'm in there, the crowd is just going to be electric. I cannot wait for it. Yeah, it's Noble's Bar. It's right here in Federal Hill and South Charles Street. We're friendly to whoever comes in. I mean, we might talk some trash, but it's never negative. You know, it's never mean. We never try to fight people. Hold on one second. Okay, go ahead.
Go Orioles!
Not yet. Well, I got a fan down in Washington, you know, being close. He claims to be a super fan, and I actually follow him on Twitter. And I'm definitely trying to get him more involved in his super fandom, you know, because he's too ashamed to take off his shirt like I am. But, you know, I would love to have like a throwdown with like opposing team super fans. If we get them out here, like, I think it would be a good time to just walk around the park with them. I'd love to help set it up if you guys want to do it. You know, we're a fun town. It'd be a great time. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Spit Cup this week. We'll let the person who has the highest bar tab ride the bull. We don't have any TVs in our bar, but we make our own entertainment. Mondays, it's free cover charge to anybody with a gun rack in their pickup truck. Tuesdays, we've got $8 beer night. All domestic beers are on special for only $8. It's Spit Cup. Wednesdays is longest tobacco spit. Thursdays is foot fungus night. Friday night is Jamboree night. Bring your crap kick in your 10-gallon hats. And this weekend, you get our world-famous Spit Cup girls. You get to pick which one has the most teeth. It's Spit Cup. No love letters, talking to the wall.
Or you could go to Kelly's Westport Inn. The highest quality drinks with the lowest prices. You know what we do. Drinks, friends, plenty of TV showing sports. They've got all the basketball and all the baseball on. Live music on the weekends. The best pizza in Kansas City and fun. Kelly's has the best rooftop patio in town and is voted one of the best places in Kansas City to check out the view, if you know what I mean, and maybe make a new friend. Make the best choice for your evening entertainment. Kelly's Westport Inn. Kelly's is at 500 Westport Road in Kansas City, Missouri. Kelly's Westport Inn. Tell them the Royal Man Report sent you. Somebody stands up and says we're sick of the controlling and the silver spoon that feeds all your stories and your bowling. Are you listening? Are you listening?
Monday Night Mike.
In the last 2 years, all of the teams in the NFL, with the exception of the Chiefs, have made some sort of upgrade at quarterback or have maintained their franchise player.
If you're telling me this year in the draft that the Chiefs have the opportunity to trade 2 first-round picks along with their second-round pick both years for the number one overall pick to take Matt Barkley, I'm jumping on that. I am. Maybe I'm alone in that. Maybe most people think that's too much. I don't.
Listen to Monday Night Pikes live every Monday at econetwork.com.
Thank you. I'm going to go Hey, Troy, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to grab a beer somewhere. What do you have in mind?
I heard about this awesome new bar downtown. It's called Rage. The waitresses have a contest to see who has the most piercing.
No, man, that's not really my scene.
Well, there's another bar close by called Spit Cup. Check it out. The bartenders wear chaps, and every hour they shoot a guy.
No, seriously, I just want a bar where I can sit down and watch the game.
Okay, I've got just the place. It's called Lilac. You sit on pillows drink from eucalyptus leaves.
No, Ned, but I just want a place where I can get a cheap drink and watch the football game.
Okay, I got it. This place, it's got a TV. It's called 816.
Yep.
All their drinks come in NBA hats.
Man, I just want a place like Kelly's.
Oh, you mean Kelly's Westport Inn? No, they've got all the basketball and bowl game. They've even got a heated roof. The view is really nice, too, if you know what I'm saying. Why didn't you just say you wanted to go to Kelly's?
Kelly's Westport Inn, 500 Westport Road. Make it your place to go any time of the week. Tell them the Royal Man Report sent you.
Kelly's Westport. It's the place where you buy beer. This guy came into the bar the other day and was telling me that they had friends in town and went down to that fancy bar district downtown. They went to one of those swanky no-ball cap bars and ordered a beer. Now, this wasn't one of those imported beers. Wasn't even one of those microbrew deals. This bartender rang up the tab, and he wanted $27 for three dadgum beers. $27 for some beers. That isn't right. That isn't fair. So he took them down to see us. We got them some nice big beers for half that price. Even had one of the ladies find a fella there. Got him some pizza. Listen, don't fall victim to those overpriced, no ball cap bars down there. You might as well take your money and throw it in the trash. Kelly's Westport, it's the place where you buy beer. Kelly's Westport Inn, tell them the Royal Man Report sent you.
We're excited to have an exclusive interview with the new iPhone 4 assistant, Siri. Hello, Siri. How are you doing today?
Thank you. It's nice for me to be here.
Siri,
I'm Thank you.
This is the Echo Network.